Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupo, StoneParish.com, John 424 Radio. We just arrived at a new town, headed to our next street preach this weekend. And tonight I wanted to work on an audio and share some truth with you about a topic that kind of came to mind. Been dealing with it, some situations of late. Taking offense, right or wrong. Taking offense, right or wrong. Yeah. Let's discuss this topic that every one of us can be guilty of from time to time if we're not careful, lest we be what? On guard in all of our ways. Now, there's different kinds of offense. There's a whole bunch of different kinds. I'm going to cover a few. And taking offense is a barrier to walking in the truth, to serving God, to loving each other, serving each other, but it also can be an aid to help us overcome sin in this life. We'll talk about it. Jesus discussed what we want to discuss right here. Matthew 5:30. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that the whole body should be cast into hell. And Matthew 11:5-6. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have the gospel preached unto them. Blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. All right, so let's talk about this. Jesus mentions that word offended or offense, scandalizo. I think it's where we get the word scandal from. Here's what it means. Ready? Long definition. To entrap, to trip up, to stumble, entice to sin, apostasy, displeasure, put a stumbling block, impediment in the way, may trip, may fall, to offend, to entice to sin, cause a person to begin to distrust, desert one whom you ought to trust and obey. So it's got a bunch of different meanings. So to offend or to take offense is really comes down to this: to allow something to come between you and the Lord, become between you and the truth, come between you and other believers, or to come between you and a needed direction you need to go in. Correction, improvement, maturity, whatever that might be. Now, as we're talking about offense, let's be clear. Jesus offended as he spoke and broke the mold of the religious Pharisee types of his day, right? He did. He spoke truth. He spoke against their hypocrisy and their man-made traditions. He caused offense. How about John the Baptist? Yeah, he caused offense, calling out the sin of the Pharisees and the king at the time. It ended up costing John his head, didn't it? Yeah, it did. How about Peter offending when the leaders told him, don't be preaching Jesus? What did Peter do? He went right back preaching Jesus, caused them to be offended. How about Paul? He stood against the Judaizers, telling the Gentiles they had to be circumcised. He offended the Judaizers. All these men and the prophets of old, yeah, go read the Old Testament, they came preaching righteousness and repentance. They offended Israel. This must be done for what? God's glory. And for our own good. And for the love of our neighbor. Right? And here's a really important fact you got to ponder, saints and seekers, if you're listening. If you're going to try to avoid avoid offense in this world, which is Satan's kingdom, that means you're going along with it. That's called being politically correct. Oh, I can't say what's true or what needs to be said because someone's going to be offended. What does the Bible say about that? Luke 16:15. And he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth the hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Yeah, we want to make sure that we are not causing offense to God. We're standing on the wrong side because we're trying to be man pleasers, politically correct. We don't want to offend anybody. We'll talk about that at the end. Me as a street preacher, trying to preach righteousness, We'll talk about that a little bit at the end. So the truth of this whole matter that I want to bring up here is that blood-bought saints should never be offended unless it's about sin. Sin in us or sin in others. And that's what we're going to talk about. The three main types of offenses that I believe that exist. Ready? We'll talk about them. How about truth offending? So this is when you tell people the gospel truth and people get angry over it. Jesus did this with the Pharisees. John the Baptist did it. The prophets did it. Paul did it here as he instructed the believers to avoid false teaching of the Judaizers. And he said in Galatians 4:16, "Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?" Some of the people got mad at Paul. They actually questioned his authority as an apostle. Yeah, the truth separates and divides. Jesus said he came to bring a sword. Truth separates and divides. So truth offending, you tell the truth. That when I go out in the world and I preach the gospel truth, it offends people. There's no way, if you hate the truth and you love your sin, there's no way I cannot offend you. Well, there is a way. I can water down the truth of God. I cannot say what I should say. I could preach a easy believe, man-pleasing gospel that says God loves you and you're going to heaven no matter what. That would be non-offending to people, but that would be offensive to God. That would be sinful for me, and that's not loving my neighbor, right? So truth definitely offends, and we know that when we speak the truth of God, we're going to offend in this dark, dark world. How about sin offending? Now, this is one offense, so let me go back. Truth offending should never offend you if you're a saint. You should love the truth. You should be drawn to the truth. You should be thankful for the truth. You should be responding to the truth. You should never, ever, ever be offended by the truth, all right? Test yourself there. Now, when it comes to sin offending, you should be offended. And it's mainly offended by your sin and offended by sin of the brethren around you. Now, the world's sin, we don't condone it, but it doesn't offend us because what do we expect from the world? We preach the gospel to them and call them out of it. But sin should definitely affect us in a way, should offend us, should be a stumbling block, should be an impediment to make us stop, ponder it, repent, act to avoid it, and cleanse ourselves. If we see sin in ourselves, we're supposed to examine ourselves, 2 Corinthians 13:5. And if we see sin in saints around us, we're to call them out of it because we love them and their souls are on the line. Matthew 18, James 5. That is loving. Don't let anybody tell you it's not. That is loving God and loving our neighbor to speak the truth over sin. That's the two great commands. Love God, love your neighbor. Amen? Amen. The third one is flesh offending. This one is very, very common with believers and non-believers. People get told something they need to hear. Doesn't even have to be about the truth of God's word. And they get offended, and a lot of times they get mad, they get hurt, they leave you, they never come back, they hate you, whatever. I have some examples here for you. When I was a pagan, before I was a believer, I had to tell a man that his wife was cheating on him one time. Yeah, not a fun thing. It was true. It was documented, verifiable. He got mad at me. Yeah, he was offended in the flesh because it was true, and he didn't want his world to fall apart. Recently, I had a man, at the time he was a brother, we're no longer united. His children, his one son, was out of order, making a lot of noise when we gather, running around, screaming out loud. And I just instructed him that he needs to get his house in order because as that child gets older, it's going to get worse. And he was offended by that at first. Thankfully, at the time, he responded and realized he had got some wrong training, thinking kids will be kids and they're going to make a lot of noise. Well, no, they don't need to make a lot of noise. They are going to make the noise that you let them and allow them to make. So he was offended, but in that case, he did change. So that was a good thing. So in this flesh offending, people get offended. They hold on to it. They take it personal. This is a big one. Personal flesh offending. You go to somebody and you say, hey, you know, the way you talk to that person, maybe you ought to think about doing it different. And they right away, they get all personally offended that how dare you think I did something wrong, rather than saying, huh, what did I say wrong? And look for the facts. The Bible talks about a wise man doesn't speak before he knows the facts. Look at the facts. How did I speak to them? Did I speak wrong to them? Examine all things. Then when you know, then you speak forth the truth or make correction. So people get really offended. Proverbs 18:19. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. It's true. It's true. When people get offended, they double down. Here's what I've learned. A lot of times people will look for offenses to separate from you because they're hiding in their sin, or they don't like the accountability that the body you're with brings in them, or you might be harder on sin than they want to be on sin. Yeah, a lot of things like that. I've noticed that happens a lot. So yeah, this flesh offending, we have to be very careful, saints, that we always speak in a way to not offend anyone on purpose. I get it. We can all say things a little coarse or harsh. We could say a little better sometimes. But just saying what needs to be said most times is just purely offensive. Like that man with his child, that man with his wife. You tell a false teacher he's teaching false doctrine. You tell someone some truth about their situation and how they're living, acting, what they need to know. These things become offensive. But here's the important point to remember. What does the Bible say? A wise person wants the truth. Scorners hate it. Just remember that. Proverbs 9:8. Reprove a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Catch that? So when I go and I preach and these people get so angry at me and they don't even look at the facts, they're scorners. They hate rebuke and correction. What does it say? It says, rebuke a wise man and he'll love thee. We get a puny few people that come up to us and say, thank you for what you do. Thank you for calling us out of our sin in man-made religion. Thank you for reminding us we're on the broad path to destruction. A puny few. They're wise. All right. The scorners, they call the police on us. They threaten us. They beat you up. They steal your signs. Yeah. So we want to be very careful how we take offense when it comes to things of the flesh. We want to warn others, right? And we don't want to speak things that are watered down and not speak the truth to avoid offense. Think about that. We want to warn others because it's loving. And we don't want to not speak the truth because it avoids offense. That's that politically correct mindset. Otherwise, what? We're sinfully partial, 1 Timothy 5. God hates partiality. And look what God said. This is one of my favorite verses as a street preacher. Look what God said to Ezekiel 33, 4 through 6. Ready? Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and take not a warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be on his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and he took not warning, for his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchmen see the sword come and not blow the trumpet, that means give a warning, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the hand, at the watchman's hand. Did you catch that? So if the watchman or the prophet or the street preacher or the friend or the neighbor or the brother or sister warns you about your sin and you die in your sin, hey, that's on you. You've been warned. But if you don't warn somebody and they're taken away in their sin, God says he's going to require something at your hand. I don't want that to be me. That's why I preach boldly. I preach in love. I preach in truth. I'm not preaching to make friends. I'm not preaching to entertain. I'm not preaching to fill up a building. I'm not preaching to make money. I personally don't care if anybody likes my preaching. I want God to be glorified. I want it to be biblical, and I want it to do its job. Remember, saints, seekers, if you're thinking of becoming a believer, our first and most important service is to God. He calls us to live the truth, speak the truth. That's loving him. 1 John 5:3, loving God is keeping his commandments, even if it offends everyone. Jesus said, the world is going to hate us. Ready? Luke 6:22. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. I just read this and I told Sister Amen, I should get a little name tag and put it on with that verse on there. That is what we live every day when we go out street preaching. That's what we live. The world hates the truth of God. But you know what? The truth of God is always going to bring offense in this fallen, corrupt world. This is Satan's kingdom. Two kingdoms. This is Satan's kingdom. The kingdom of God is within us. One day it's coming in power and glory. But you know what? The truth is what sanctifies us. Jesus is the truth. John 17:17, thy word is truth and thy word sanctifies. And John 14:6, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Without the truth, you don't have salvation. We must speak the truth in love. So I hope this quick teaching on taking offense, I hope it causes you and me to take stock in our lives. And let's see, are we offended by the truth of God in any area? Hey, ladies, you got to cover your head. Does that offend you? Hey, men, you should wear something biblical. Does that offend you? Hey, saints, you shouldn't be like the world in how you spend your time and your money, your talk, your associations, your pagan holidays. Yeah. Does that offend you? Ask yourself, are you offended by things of the flesh? When someone comes and gives you advice and counsel and they're godly, biblical people, are you offended by it in the flesh? Or do you look to the truth first and go, hey, can I improve myself on this? Should I be wise by taking this rebuke, or should I be a scorner and reject it? Something to think about. Then ask yourself, are you rightly offended by your sin or the sin around you that nailed Christ to the stake, to the tree, and made him shed his blood for us? Are you offended by your sin? Are you offended by your neighbor's sin? You should be. If you're not, you're not walking in the proper offense, like we talked about. What does Psalm 119:104 say? We are to hate every false way. Psalm 5:5 says God hates the wicked. Love, forgiveness, grace, and mercy is available to whosoever, Jesus said in John 3, will come and believe. And we know you have to repent and you have to leave your sin and forsake it. Now I'm starting to preach the gospel. Check out that gospel at don'tperish.com. Make sure you're living it. So make sure, saints, seekers, if you're listening, are you offended rightly? Not like the world around us, offended by the truth of God, offended by the gospel, offended when they're called out of the world, offended when they're called out of their flesh, offended when they're called out of their corrupt carnal life. No. No, we should not be offended in that way. What does the world think? 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it's the power of God. That foolishness is kind of the same thing. It's like a stumbling block to them. Oh, ho, I got to believe in Jesus, or I got to repent and change my mind. I got to do all these different things to be of God. Oh, that's a stumbling block to people. Because you know why? They love their flesh. They want easy believism. They want Jesus to cleanse them and let them live any way they want. And they get to go to heaven. No, it doesn't work that way. It does not work that way. So use this teaching to test yourself. Are you offended rightly? Don't be offended by the truth of God. Don't be offended by a rebuke. Be offended. Don't be offended in flesh. And then be offended by sin in your life or anyone else's. So that's the three that we focused on. Truth, flesh, and sin. Only one should truly offend you, and that should be sin. And that needs to be plucked out, torn out, ripped out, cut out. And so test yourself about that in all your ways. And I would say to you, go out, repent. That means change your mind, change your ways. Turn and obey the gospel, lest you will perish in your sin and false ways. That goes for everybody, including me. I hope that saying right there in this teaching did not offend you. Hey, this has been Brother Tupos. We love you all. Hope that was a blessing to you. Down the gospel road we go, preaching Christ crucified. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Go to don'tperish.com. Check out all the resources for free. We don't take people's money. And we travel to lift up Christ. Yeah, we offend a lot of people. Real quick, as a preacher of righteousness in the street, you know what? I am told every time I go out by many people that I offend people. Yeah. Do you know why that's okay with me? Because I'm not doing it mean-spirited. I'm not doing it calling unbiblical names. And I compare myself. Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. Christ offended people. John the Baptist, the greatest man who ever lived, offended people. All the prophets before us offended Israel in their sin. Peter offended people. Paul offended people. Stephen, as he was stoned, was offending people. Yeah, I guess I'm in pretty good company, and I'm nothing compared to any of those great men of God. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with people telling me your words are offensive. Because you know what? The people I know that love the Word of God, love the gospel, love the truth, love to be called out, love to be held accountable, love to grow in righteousness, and love to seek the kingdom of God to glorify the Lord in heaven, none of them are offended by my words. Isn't that interesting? It's kind of like when the police show up. Nobody's offended except the criminals. Yeah, don't be a criminal before God. Repent and obey the gospel. We love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. May God be praised.